Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'd like to say hey to our producer, Zach. Hey, Zach, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's been beautiful. The weather is turning around, so can't be that getting that sunshine couldn't make me feel happier. So I got a question for you, Zach. Do you have something you say to yourself every day, a mantra of sorts?
I don't know if I do, maybe unconsciously, but not that I purposefully set out to say to myself every day that I can think of.
Well, that is something that we're going to talk about specifically today is a mantra, and the mantra of allowing grace. And we want to use that as a daily reminder that we are all here doing the best we can in this moment. And I'd like to introduce our special guest, LaToya Packer with Recharge Recenter, LLC. LaToya is a certified holistic life coach. She has always had a passion for building connections with people from all lifestyles. And in 2018, she was offered an opportunity to earn accreditation in a craft that was really already created for her in the stars. She has a real passion and skill for taking scenarios and offering a different perspective that allows her clients to become open with themselves and to create the answers to whatever situation exists. LaToya's business, Recharge Recenter, is devoted to strengthening the mind, soul, and body. Her clients, known as journeyers, are offered innovative ways to shine light on their true inner selves to honor exactly where they are at that present moment. So welcome, LaToya. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm looking forward to really openly discussing how critical we can be of ourselves and forgetting all the things we do every day and still be accepting of ourselves and how we can understand the superpower in acceptance. But I wanted to go back to a comment I made in your intro. I mentioned that what you do was created for you in the stars. So in essence, the stars led you. So what does that mean?
For me with the stars, we can kind of just like a brief intro into that. I am into astrology and I have been for well over 15 years. This is just for interest level, personal level, and just figuring out like what's the deeper meaning of what happens and how we are and what we're here for essentially. I see the stars that led me there is more like I have spent my entire life serving others, being able to serve others and being happy to serve other people. And looking into that, it goes into like going into astrology, it really like emphasized on my particular, like who I am, what time I was born, things that are about me. It really emphasized a lot of being a service to others, being a service to anyone that I encounter. And so that kind of led me into the direction of having the opportunity to be able to coach others, to be able to be a cheerleader for other people, and to like kind of help us all kind of shine the light on what we're doing and what we're doing and why we need to do it. Just taking that direction that we needed to take on our higher self, our direction of where we need to go in this life. And that's how I became where the situation of the scenario of how I am life coaching today. So it all kind of goes in circles of me being able to be that best person to serve others and then to take it and use it on a large scale and helping people kind of like shine the light on them on their own selves as well.
Right, to almost have the brightness within themselves shine out to be the light, right?
Yes.
Instead of looking for that light at the end of the tunnel, they are the light.
Exactly. And once everyone realizes that's like the biggest thing. That is the main thing. It's not a special trick. It's not anything that we're doing different or special. It's just someone else on the outside shining that light. Like, hey, you have this whole time. Let me just show you what you got. And then that's most of the time, that's what people need to like start in the direction that they need to go or want to go in.
Yes. So do you factor in a lot with astrology? You know, what all do you do to apply it to what you do?
I factor astrology into everything. Most people, you know, it's still a lot of people, it gets a lot of misconceptions. It also gets a lot of interest, astrology does. And in my experiences, it has always been very like spot on and very beneficial. So I use it in a lot of ways. I use it as, okay, when we meet and I find out your birthday, it's not just like a normal, like, you know, check the newspaper type thing. No, it's different. It's more like because most people are like, well, yeah, I check my horoscope every day in the newspaper or a magazine or online. And they're like, yeah, I get that part, but it's a little bit more in depth. From just meeting a person, if I know that their date, their birth date, their birth year, it kind of helps me figure out a lot of things for that person in general. Or I'll say like, hey, have you ever thought about this? Well, I'm into astrology. Have you done this? Have you tried this? Your birthday is this. So like if you're born on the 15th and your birthday in numerology, that's like a 6. So it's like, are you really into like, people like, are you into family? Are you into like that? It's like the lover's number. So it's like, you like to like, not have confrontation. You like things to flow smoothly. And most of the time when I do that to people, they're like, oh my God, how did you know that? It's like, it's not me knowing that. It's just the astrology aspect. And then it just kind of confirms everything for people. So, I like to do that to make people realize that it's not just the horoscope online, and it's much deeper than that, and that we're not trying to go anything too drastic, but it's a basic, like an open, like where it shows like little examples of self. So I think it's cool. It's a great icebreaker. It makes people where they are, that curiosity does take over, and they're like, well, how did you know that? And that starts a whole nother conversation, and that helps to like, that does another, it's like another layer into a person becoming more open and being able to like have a conversation that's like in depth, because that's where we're starting to get into the depth of that person. So I use it as a great icebreaker for anyone that I meet, everyone that I meet. And I just, it's like so habit for me. Even my kids do it. It's just a natural thing for us. And I really enjoy it, and it really it makes it a positive encounter with anyone that I come across for the most part.
Yeah. So how can one look into these different outlets? I mean, as you said, it's much more than what's your sign, right? So it's
and
you can get out of the head of how sometimes people say, I don't want to get too woohooey, right? But no, it's what.
Yep.
What kind of outlet can somebody look into if they're interested in that sort of thing?
Sure. And so it's tons of stuff online that you can use. If you have your birth time really makes the difference of the having a thorough chart completed, being able to see yourself and your aspects in all different ways, because you know the time that you were actually born into this world. So there are like a lot of free sites that you can go to. Astrology Cafe is my favorite one. That was like the one that my first go-to. That's how I learned a lot. There is one, numerology.com, you can go on. But these are like the main sites that you can like get on. You put your info in. It's just you. You put your time in. And then this great chart will pop up. And then you kind of like get into like each part. And it's almost like going to the museum. So for me, I've been studying astrology for so long, but I kid you not, every time that I open up a book to look into something more, it's something that I didn't know before. It's truly like going into a museum. Like, we go to our favorite museum, and you've done this for years, but then you'll go into it again, and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even see this whole section. I missed this whole thing. So it's like that. It's always something more there that you can constantly learn. It's a continual learning basis in that aspect. So it's a lifelong learning lesson. So once you get started, anyone who gets started, just be prepared for excitement, for like, what the heck? I didn't know this. How did they know this? And then you'll just catch yourself getting deeper and deeper into it. And it just becomes where you're like, oh my God, it's like the ultimate beginning road to self-discovery. So it's a cool thing. So I encourage everyone to go on those sites and like put your info in and just to pull it up and just to see the similarities between things and to see, you know, even the biggest skeptic, just put the information in and see what comes up. You'll be really surprised and amazed.
And as you said, it's the learning. It's going in with an open mind, continuing to learn about yourself, right? Because you can get a glimpse of yourself and really learn, you know, looking inward in so many different ways. And so having that outlet to do that and take a look and just explore as we should in all of our lives is very important. So we're gonna take a short break, but before we do, Latoya, tell folks how they can reach you.
They can reach me a couple different ways. You can reach me on Facebook, Recharge Recenter. My information is there. You can go to my website, which is rechargerecenterlifecoach.com. You can go on my website and take a look there. All my information, my email, my phone number are on both of these sites, on my website and on the page on Facebook. I am available most of the time, day or night. You can call, text, message me, and we can talk from there. So I'm always available.
And you can also find Latoya's information right on Transformation Talk Radio. Also, you're giving away a free first consultation if listeners post on your Facebook page. What message should they post?
The message that they should post is our message here for Recharge Recenter, which is let's recharge and recenter our superpowers. So if I see that there, and I see your name, and I will go ahead and message you, and then we can set up times, and you'll get your free consultation. And then with the consultation with me, you also get another free gift. So it's like a two-for-one-er.
Oh, I love it. So you heard that. Post Let's Recharge and Recenter Our Superpowers on Latoya's Facebook page, which is Recharge Recenter, and you'll receive your first consultation free plus an additional gift. So when we come back, we're going to get into tapping into our inner child and how we self-nurture. You're listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? We're tired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, It's Your Time to Shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Thanks again for joining us today, Latoya. Latoya is from Recharge Recenter. Now, let folks know how they can contact you.
So they can contact me online. You can go to my website, which is rechargerecenterlifecoach.com. You can find me on Facebook under Recharge Recenter. And my information is in both of those online and on the website, my phone number, my email address. So I am totally accessible. I'm usually good about responding right away. So you can contact me through those sites for sure.
Wonderful. So during the last segment, we were kind of talking about the stars leading you. In this segment, I really want to get into more of specifically how we can tap into our inner child and how we self-nurture. And if we think about it, when we were kids, everything felt a little different. The world was a vast sea of possibilities. We felt more free and we took part in creative play, you know, experiencing things in the moment and not worrying about what comes next. So Latoya, what happens when we have a bad day or don't feel like adulting? You know, what happens when we go into that childlike place?
So it's like we have to, and this goes into the point, Erica, of like going back to allowing grace for ourselves. Okay. We have those moments. We're human. So when we have those bad days, we're going to have bad days. It's inevitable. The thing about that is it's kind of remembering going back into your inner child is basically like you were just stating. We were free when we're younger. When you're children, your needs are met and you are more upfront with your needs. So it's okay. And it's okay to have those needs. So that means, you know, we're okay to be upset. We can have a tantrum. We can have a meltdown as a child. And that's totally acceptable. Now, as we become older and we become more of an adult, those things change. We can't be as upfront as we were as children. We can't, our needs cannot be met as fast like we were when we were kids, or we're not able to articulate that in the same way as we did when we were children. But for me, and what has been successful in that, when we have those days where we're like, listen, I don't want to hear a mantra. I'm just a mad today. I'm sad. I don't want to hear about it. It's okay. That's when we allow ourselves grace because we are human. It's okay to have those moments. We're fine with like, I just don't feel like it today. But just when we get out of that space, and when we're ready to get out of that space, treat yourself and talk to yourself as if you were a child. When a child has a meltdown, when a child is upset, when a child is sad, what we do as adults, we're instantly like, okay, well, what's the problem? Let's think. What is my child need right now? There's something, a need that's not being met. So what's happening here? And it's kind of taking that same mentality and using it on your own self. That is something that you have to, like, you go into yourself and you're like, okay, I'm really upset. Why am I upset? It's like, okay, I'm upset because X, Y, and Z. Well, it's okay that I'm upset about X, Y, and Z because tomorrow will be better, or this person is, or this scenario, or this situation, these people, or whatever is happening, they're human too. So it's like taking myself and treating myself like a child. Okay, LaToya, you're not happy today. What can I do to make you feel better? What can we do to make us feel better? What can we do to make this feel okay? This is happening this way because of this. So it's basically reconditioning the emotion that we're dealing with and treating it as if we were that a little child, which means we would show grace to a child. We wouldn't be hard on a child that way. We would be like, okay, it's okay. This is fine. Let's fix it. Let's figure it out. And I've learned in my own personal experiences that that makes it where it brings it back to, okay, I'm okay. Like I'm mad right now, but I'll be okay because this is why this is happening. It's okay for me to have this reaction. I'm okay with this. And just to keep.
Yeah. And I think part of it's that energy and excitement we had as children, it's taken over by neurotic habits, right? And daily stress.
Absolutely.
We have a progressively more difficult time getting in touch with the innocence and curiosity that we did in our youth. And then we resort to that pleasure seeking and pain avoidance as a way of life, which then traps us in our thoughts. And then we have that negative self-talk. And would you talk to your best friend and say that you're dumb, you're overreacting, you know, in some cases, yes, maybe you would if that was the case, but you know, talk to others like we talk to ourselves. And if we could
get
in that childlike place and talk to ourselves as we would a child, allowing grace, allowing sensitivity, really tapping into how we are self-nurturing ourselves as like that's what we are, especially women. We're nurturers. And we give that grace and that loving nature to others. And sometimes we don't do it to ourselves. You know, we tap into into the vibrancy of our inner child by paying attention to what we're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. I totally agree with that. And that's something that I think.
Go ahead.
I think for us as, and like you were just saying, I think you said it perfectly. As adults, we tend to lose that aspect and we're just automatically very self-critical and we don't tap into that portion of us, that creativity, the sensitivity part of us that like makes us human and just to be okay, to be fine with whatever's happening. We're going to deal with it. It's an inevitable. We have things that happen to us. This is what happens. And then how we deal with it and how we deal with ourselves at the end of it is like the most important. And that's like, that's the main thing of like really going back into that inner child part. To allow yourself forgiveness and to be okay with it.
Yeah. And what do you think, what are some ways that we can tap into our inner child besides just talking to ourselves? I mean, some simple ways to tap into our inner child, you know, besides the, you know, embrace the exploring of learning and not the exploiting of learning, but you know, what are some other things that one could do to really tap into that inner child and self-nurture?
Sure. There's a lot of things you can do. I am a big hippie. So when I'm not feeling, like if I'm having those moments, I take my shoes off. I go walk outside. I earth for a while. The same thing little kids do. Little kids don't like look into like, oh my gosh, we're not going to do this because this is icky. I'm going to go outside when it's raining. If it's nice out, do it. Do things that make you feel good. If you want to get, and like another thing that I do is similar to being a child, I love like playing in like dirt. So I like pot plants or do something of self-care, because we also forget that the deepest relationship and the longest relationship we have is the one we have with ourselves. We've been with ourselves the entire, every moment since we've opened our eyes. And so that's the time where we can like tap into those things that like make us feel happy. The things that we did when we were children, sing real loud, do things that it doesn't matter if anyone is watching or what we're doing or like being an adult, of course, in safety. But we do things like, you know, sing your favorite song as loud as you can, go outside, run outside, be barefoot, like do things that are self-care for yourself. Do things that when you were a child, did you really like to draw? Go get some paper and draw. If you were a little kid and you like to play with Play-Doh, you should have that somewhere in your house. So when you do have those moments, you just spend a few minutes going back to that. And it does wonders for your self-care and, like, for yourself. Just those few minutes that you're allowing yourself to be childlike, it makes such a difference in how we have to continuously deal with the everyday things that come with being an adult. So those are my main things, just like to constantly go back to the things that you liked when you were a child. Just remember those. And that's an opportunity for us to use, like, to be nostalgic, like to even to sit to think about, what did I like? Oh my God, I really like doing that. I really like jumping rope. Grab a jump rope, go outside, go jump. Jump for a little bit, and then you'll feel better. It's just like, it's like a thought process. It helps condition the brain back.
Yeah, and I think what you said was really important there is, how many times when you're in a conversation with a group of people, friends, family, strangers, whatever it might be, who says, I used to really like to do this. Well, then go do that. Start it up again. You know, it's, I used to really love to go for a morning walk. And that's, I mean, that's one thing I talked about during our last show is that I got away from doing that. And, you know, something's good that's come out of all of our situations that we're going through now is just that, is get back to the things that made you happy. It's, you know, like there was a saying that said, you know, do more of what you love. Exactly. That's part of self-nurture. It's not just about going and getting a massage or getting your nails done or whatever. It's those things that take you to a place of joy and contentment.
I totally
and
agree with that.
Children are okay with asking for that. And sometimes adults feel like selfish. It's not selfish. It's taking care of. Yeah.
Yes, because we cannot pour from an empty cup. And again, it's always going back into, we are our first star player. This is the most important relationship that you have to constantly strengthen and you're constantly working on, because it's just, we are our most important player. And I think as we grow up and we become adults and we have children, we have spouses and we have jobs, we forget that. And that's something that we constantly have to remember, that if we don't take care of ourselves, how can we take care of others?
Absolutely.
And you said it's the biggest earlier, thing that we have to do.
We can't pour from an empty cup. So we're going to take a quick break. But before we do, LaToya, tell us again what folks can post on your Facebook page, Recharge Recenter, to get that first free consultation.
If you go on my webpage, Recharge Recenter on Facebook, and you put Let's Recharge and Recenter Our Superpowers, I'll go ahead and private message you, and you'll get your first free consultation free. And then in the consultation, you'll get another little gift. So again, it's like a two-for-one-er. So go ahead, you guys. Feel free to sign up.
So when we come back, we're going to get into discussion of gratitude and what it really means to be thankful. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode or any other episodes, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. We welcome back our guest, LaToya Packer of Recharge Recenter. LaToya, remind folks how they can reach you.
They can reach me online. I have a Facebook page, Recharge Recenter. You can go on my website, which is rechargerecenterlifecoach.com. I have a website there. My phone number, my email address, my contact information is in both of those places. So feel free to give me a call or IM or text. And those are the main spots to be able to get a hold of me. I'm pretty available and pretty open for you guys.
Awesome. So that's LaToya Packer of Recharge Recenter. So this segment, we're going to be discussing gratitude. And gratitude to me, it's an awesome tool. It's an awesome emotion. You know, it really unlocks the fullness of life. But are we showing it in every day and everything we do? And LaToya, you really believe in showing gratitude in everything. So what does that mean to you?
What that means, Erica, is that showing gratitude is like the main component, the most important component in starting the basis of a positive life. I really am a true believer in this just from my own self and how when I really became more gracious and of gratitude and being more appreciative, how it changed my life to no end. It is something that we do with every single thing. When we wake up in the morning, I am grateful for walking. So even as I'm walking to my car, I'm really grateful. I always am like, I'm so grateful for this. If you get a parking spot that's closer to the front, when you're going to the grocery store, even show grace and gratitude at that point. Anything that we have is such a blessing to have that we need to show that gratitude. And even when things are not going the best, even when I have those days where it's not so good, and even there are in tears, you still have you have an opportunity to show gratitude because everything in an instant could change. And so even being happy and showing gratitude for the changes of our lives makes things that we can't control, which happens every day. Everything that happens to us, is completely out of our control. We're just like kind of just living. If we show that gratitude, everything that comes our way, regardless if it's easy, if it's hard, if it's not so good, if it's great, you're still able to handle it. And you're still coming in with that thought processes of, I am so appreciative of this moment. I'm so grateful for this moment. And so just to use it in everything, I say I'm happy even when I'm brushing my teeth, because it's something small, but there are some people that don't have that opportunity to do so. So just allowing gratitude in your life, it really opens up positivity for everything. It really manifests like all the positive things that come into our lives, because you're already showing the universe that I'm grateful for anything to come. So this is a huge part of my life that I use every single day.
Right. And gratitude, I mean, it turns what we have into enough and more, right? It can turn that denial or chaos or confusion into acceptance, order, and clarity, right? It helps the sense of the past. And when things, instead of thinking of why is this happening to me, is what is it trying to teach me? It can help bring peace for today, and really then allowing us to create that vision for tomorrow. And it's just by being thankful, being grateful, you know. And I try to do that, you know, when we're running late for something or we're hitting every red light, when I start feeling myself getting frustrated and, you know, maybe even angry, I try to be like, well, this, I'm grateful because perhaps this is a message that I need to slow down. Am I speeding? I'm going to avoid getting a ticket. Could I avoid getting in an accident? What is it? What is something trying to tell me that I keep hitting these red lights? Am I not paying attention? Right. And having that that attitude of gratitude is going to help you get through little problems each day that could help you make the big problems not seem so big.
Yes, I totally, totally agree with that, Erica. And that's exactly right. And so like you're saying, that's when you put yourself in the mind frame of the attitude with having the gratitude changes the attitude. And like you were just saying, for your own self, it causes you to think, well, maybe this is something bigger than me. Maybe this is happening to me because I need to pay attention or I need to slow down. The body and the universe are wonderful at giving us signs and signals of what we need to do. And sometimes because the human aspect of us will bypass those things. So it's the fact that if it's something that you are thinking of being grateful, of showing grace, and like you just said, perfect example, we get in the car, we get ourselves, you know, it's like something crazy is happening, we're getting red lights, and it does force you to change your way of thinking. You're like, okay, I'm grateful that this is happening, but this is happening because of this. It opens you to become more mindful of self and what the universe is trying to tell you or not trying to tell you. And so I think that's the perfect, gratitude is a perfect caveat into opening up self and to be able to understand and accept the messages and signs and symbols that the universe gives us every day. So I love that. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we have different ways. I think sometimes it's easier to show gratitude to others or for things, but how do you show gratitude to yourself? You know, how do you allow that grace?
Yes. And that's the thing. And showing gratitude to yourself is the same that goes into the mantra of what we're here for, allowing grace to yourself. That is part of showing, to me, that's the part of showing that gratitude to self, that I'm human, that I make mistakes, that I'm not perfect, that things sometimes may not go the way I would have anticipated it to go. But I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that because I'm allowing myself the gratitude of I'm human. So I'm imperfect. I'm okay with that. I'm okay if something were to change or something to happen. Therefore, if I make a mistake, that I'm okay with the fact that I can say I'm sorry, or I am in a place of where I'm not human. I mean, I'm not inhuman. I'm a human being. I have my flaws. I have my imperfections. We all do. And that kind of like keeps us where it makes the transition. It makes the gratitude come into place. It makes it to where we we're forgiving. We're more forgiving of our own selves. And that's part of like gratitude. That's the part of the inner workings of gratitude. Yes, we can go and, like you were stating earlier, we can go get a massage, you can go get your nails done, you can do all those superficial things. But on an inner aspect, the gratitude that we show ourselves is to, again, allowing grace, allowing that part of us to be like, I'm not perfect. Things are not, this is okay, but I can do this. This wasn't a good day, but tomorrow will be better. This didn't go how I wanted it to, but I can do this and it'll make this feel better. This will make it better. Or I can have an opportunity to try again tomorrow. So it's just that inner gratitude for ourselves, just showing, constantly showing ourselves and being mindful of the fact that I did the best that I could at this exact moment. Yeah. So that's a big part of like showing inner gratitude.
Yeah, it's that mantra, right? It's repeating that mantra mm-hmm. on a daily basis, or maybe more frequently in some cases, right?
I constantly
say breathe. Mm-hmm. allowing ourselves the grace that we are doing our best that we can in the moment that we are in, and speaking to ourselves like we are that child, right? Speaking to ourselves in a patient, loving manner, like you would a child, and going through all those efforts to be kind to yourself and allowing us to be grateful. Because some people say, oh, if I could change anything, I'd change this moment in time. And, while that might be true, we would all like to change maybe one or two things about ourselves. At the same time, I'm happy with the person I am today. And the person I am today is because of all the things that have happened to me. Have I learned from them?
Absolutely.
Don't let those problems, how can we turn problem into opportunity? And learn and grow from the things that have happened to us, and just be grateful that we have another chance to continue to live our lives. And that I think is what having those daily reminders, that daily mantra can do for folks, and being grateful and having that gratitude for everything around us will push us into that next phase. And something we'll be talking about in the next segment is really that superpower within. So I don't want to go there quite yet, because we're going to take a quick break and we're going to wrap up that discussion with Latoya from Recharge Recenter on understanding and unleashing that superpower within. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's segments, go to getrootedradio.com. That's getrootedradio.com to listen to the replay. And don't forget to subscribe for tips and specials. That's getrootedradio.com. It has really been my pleasure to have Latoya Packer of Recharge Recenter on with us today. Latoya, tell us again where folks can reach you.
Everyone can reach me at, I have a Facebook page. You can go on Recharge Recenter. You can go to my website, which is rechargerecenterlifecoach.com. And those two sites are my contact information, my email address, my phone number. You can IM me or message me right on the site. And I am available to serve anyone who is interested in hopping aboard.
Awesome. And don't forget, post Let's Recharge and Recenter Our Superpowers on Latoya's Facebook page. That's Recharge Recenter, and receive your first consultation free, as well as another small gift. So again, post Let's Recharge and Recenter Our Superpowers on her Facebook page. And that's what we're actually going to talk about today, is really getting into the superpower within. So how does the allowing grace become the affirmation for you on the superpowers?
So for the allowing grace, the superpower, the allowing grace is part of our superpowers within ourselves. The superpower within is in all of us. It's nothing special that we have to do. There's no special things. It's not for one particular person. Superpowers are all of us, how we deal with everything inside of us. The superpower that makes us alike and that makes us all equal are that we all are human beings. Every one of us, any person that we encounter, we all deal with the same issues. We all have happiness, sadness, joy, grief, frustration, insecurity. Everyone has the same thing. So as human beings, if we all know that we all have the same makeup that makes us who we are, there's nothing else to, we're all on equal playing ground. So that's the superpower within us, to know that there is no one better or worse than me, that we're all in this world trying to figure out things together, that none of us know the answers to anything, that we're just living the best way that we can with the information that we are given at this moment. And that, for me, makes it where everyone, anyone that I encounter, everyone that is on this earth, it makes me feel better as a human being, as a person, because I know that we all share the same thing. Everything about us that way, we all share. We're all given the same things from the divine. We're all given the same powers that we can use, which is discernment, our powers of being able to know when something feels right, when something feels wrong, those feelings, our conscious, those are all gifts that each one of us has. So it makes us all the same. It keeps us all equal. And that is the main thing that I think people forget. I think the older that we forget, we look at the superficial levels of people and say, well, she couldn't feel exactly how I feel because she's this. Or this person's a CEO and this person's a janitor and they feel this and I feel this. No, that has nothing to do with it. We forget the core essence of all of us and how we are all connected as human beings. So that is the biggest superpower that we all hold. We all have that.
Yeah, and I think that's, it's having that superpower of empathy, kindness, and it takes some practice, I think, sometimes, but to really truly realize kind of what other people think of you is none of your business type attitude,
right?
Because yes. A lot of times, yes, people's attitude towards you, again, this is not an overgeneralization, because sometimes you can have a rotten attitude and people are gonna vibe off of that. But it's something internal, right? It's kind of like when I see my son procrastinating on something, it upsets me because that's a trait in me I do not like, right? I do not like it, and I see you doing it, and it upsets me. It's not really that you're procrastinating. It's that I have passed that down. It's not, and it's more upsetting. But it's really to improve everybody's life. It's be kind, be empathetic. Don't worry so much about what everybody else is thinking about you or what you're doing. You need to satisfy yourself. Right. And that will come back across the board, and it will help others. But also is don't compare. You know, comparison is a thief of joy. When we start comparing our lives to somebody else, you don't know, right? You don't know what they've gone through.
Yes.
You don't know what they've taken. You don't know. We don't know, and we shouldn't know everything that goes on in everybody else's lives. And I think that's something that's really important to remember.
I totally agree with that. And like you were saying, it's going off into that, like allowing, like to be kind, to show empathy, to show kindness. And those can be really small things. It's just like holding the door open for someone. That is an act of kindness. You didn't have to do that. It's small things that we do every day. And those are things that like make our karmic stars glitter. When we do things in that way of like, all right, we're showing each other, we're being human to each other, we're showing each other exactly the thing that we want or like need. And it's just something that we as people just to remember. And like you were stating about the comparison aspect, we cannot compare our lives to anyone else because we don't know the struggles that this person has gone through and vice versa. That's why it's so important to just to show a little bit of kindness, just to give people eye contact, have a genuine smile sometimes, wave to someone, say hello to someone when you're walking. Like little small things that we can do to enhance that superpower in ourselves that shines a light on other people. Because what we want to do, we want to make sure that we've gone inward and allowed ourselves all these things to be able to be the light for other people. And again, this is a lifelong lesson. We're learning lessons in our lives until we take our last breath. So there's nothing that we're going to get to a certain level where it's like, okay, well, I'm here, so this is what I can do. No, this is a lifelong thing. And this is a lifelong thing to constantly like make sure that you are like focusing on the things that we have inside of us, the gifts that we are given from the divine, to make sure that you hone in and strengthen your discernment, to strengthen your ability to be empathetic, to strengthen the kindness, to strengthen those things. So we can constantly have this light to help light the way for other people. That's why we're here on this earth, to help each other.
And I think that's perfect. It's lighting our paths, not only for ourselves, but for others, because we are in this world all together, right? We might not be in the same place, not be in the same moment, but we are all affecting. It's just like it takes a village. It takes everybody to help everybody. And when we can have that mantra of allowing ourselves and others in the place where they are at, meet them at where they're at, right? And also tap into that inner child and feel grateful for all that we have. And we can do all that by releasing what we have inside, that superpower of being kind, being empathetic, and showing grace to not only ourselves, but to everybody around. And, you know, say something nice to somebody when you see them and say hello. When we start smiling, it has that chain reaction, the butterfly effect. And when we can bring that out in ourselves and release that, It will also assist in releasing it to other people. And I think that's what we want to leave today's episode on is be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and allow everybody a little bit of grace. So I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do to take that action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligation. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how I can help take action. And if you are ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my signature 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. Go to GetRootedRadio.com, The Rooted Life tab, to learn more about the 12-week series, to sign up and get that free Empower Hour. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much, LaToya, for joining us. Looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show. And tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.